I'm glad Lorraine called in because it reminded me that I had an email towards the end of last week. In fact, it came in over the weekend. This was following our conversation last week about BBC Radio Devon's trial of digital medium wave in Plymouth. Now, when this started last week, St George's Day it started, didn't it? We had a few people getting in touch with us saying, well, how was it decided who got the radios? Because 100 people have been allocated these special radios to take part in the trial. Why are people outside the Plymouth area getting the radios? And what is the objective of the trial? Well, we put all these questions to one of those who is leading the trial, a man called Tom Everest. He's emailed back with the answers to those questions. First of all, we sent him these questions. So the first question we sent him, what was the remit for these radios? He says, if the question is what are we trying to achieve with the trial, then we are trying to find out as much as we can about digital broadcasting at medium wave. We need to explore both the technical aspects of the technology and the human factors, particularly how the audience get on with it and get on with the receivers. We're looking to find out whether and what problems they have with reception, how reception changes at night, how it changes in different parts of their house, how it dovetails with DAB and FM reception. Another question that was posed by our listeners, why did some of the radios go to people in Callington in Cornwall? Tom says, the coverage of the digital medium wave, and for that matter the traditional medium wave on 855, isn't simply in Devon and does leak quite heavily into East Cornwall. We need to explore coverage throughout the service area, hence the distribution of the panellists. We also asked, why did a couple in Kingsbridge get a digital radio, even though they couldn't get digital? Remember, we had a couple on honeymoon in Kingsbridge who couldn't pick up the medium wave digital signal, even though they'd been allocated a radio. Tom says, similarly, Kingsbridge is right at the edge of the predicted coverage area, and one of the key points of the trial is to see how well the predictions we're making of coverage of digital medium wave match up with reality. And another caller asked, why are people getting the radios even if they're out all day and not listening to Radio Devon? How can the trial be objective? Tom says, the trial's objective because we went to some lengths to build up a panel that was representative of the 250,000 people who listen to Radio Devon each week. One would typically expect the respondents to a technology trial such as this to be somewhat younger and more male than a typical English local radio audience. Hence, we recruited more people than we needed for the final panel to allow us to down-select to a panel which reflects what RAJAR, that's the audience survey group, tells us about Radio Devon's audience. That means we actually learn about our audience and be able to extrapolate from the data fairly rather than just learning about the technology. Phew. I hadn't read any of that through beforehand, so that was all read for the first time on air just then. I hope it made some sense to you. Bernard's in Totnes, and this is about devolution. Hello, Bernard.